Good morning, Church. Nice to see you today. Last week, we learned that Jesus was the center of our faith. He was the Son of God, greater than Moses, greater than angels, greater than the temple with its sacrificial system. Today, I will continue to talk about our Lord Jesus, the one who is greater than angels. In my devotion, I want to help you to understand who Jesus is and why he is greater than angels. I remembered once driving in a heavy, foggy weather about 20 years ago in South Korea. I was very scared because I could not see anything at all. However, with the guidance of our Lord, I was able to arrive at my destination. This incident serves to remind me of how living in our world is like traveling through foggy weather. We are not able to see ahead to what will happen in the future. I believe that to make our way in this world, we need the help of Jesus, who is our Lord and Savior. Let us look at the book of Hebrews. I want you to understand that in this book written after Jesus died, we are told of many believers of God who had difficulty and trouble because of the persecution by the Roman officials and Jewish leaders. These believers lost their faith and turned away from God. Let us look at what happened in the first century after Jesus died. Let us read Colossians chapter 2, verse 18. Do not let anyone who delights in false humility and the worship of angels disqualify you. Such a person also goes into great detail about what they have seen. They are puffed up with idle notions by their unspiritual mind. The book of Colossians was written around the same period as the book of Hebrews. This passage talks of human pride and false humility. It tells us that many Christians were too proud of their spiritual gifts, comparing themselves with others using the gifts God gave them for their own purposes. Also, many people spent more time on seeing visions and dreams, started ignoring those serving God and his people, and those who experienced a variety of visions and dreams started ignoring those who couldn't. As a result, the writer of Hebrews tried to correct their wrong beliefs and teach them who Jesus is and why God sent Jesus into our world and how his believers were to worship God through Jesus. Let us first discuss who is Jesus. Hebrews 1 verse 5 says, "You are my son today. I have become your father. I will be his father and he will be my son." The writer of Hebrews quoted two similar passages from the Old Testament. In Hebrews chapter 1 verse 5, "My son" refers to Messiah, who is Jesus. The author said that Jesus was the Son of God, heir of all things. In Hebrews 1 verse 4, we are told that Jesus is greater than angels and others on the earth. We know that it is only through Jesus that believers of Christ are able to come to God, because their sins are forgiven. it is not through worship of angels as people believed in Colossians. In order to explain the work of angels, the author of Hebrews in verse 7, God makes his angels winds, his servants flames of fire. Angels is called angelos in Greek. It means angels were sent by God to deliver God's message. And the words of winds and fire shows the work of angels. They were known to be messengers who worked for God like winds and fires. Secondly, God sent Jesus into this world. Hebrews 1 verse 8 says, about the Son, he says, your throne will last forever and ever, and righteousness will be the scepter of your kingdom. We know that after the fall of humanity in the Garden of Eden, sin came into this world. We are no longer able to come to God because of our sins. However, God sent Jesus to save his people from their sins. Through Jesus, our sins were forgiven, and we became righteous. God gave Jesus the scepter, the symbol of a king, in order to rule this world in righteousness. Thirdly, we are told in Hebrews how believers of Christ must continue to worship God. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 1 says, we must pay more careful attention, therefore, to what we have heard, so that we do not drift away. And Hebrews 3 verse 14 says, we have come to swear in Christ, if we hold firmly till the end the confidence we had at first. We know that in the first century, many believers lost their faith and turned away from God. And the writer of Hebrews urged them to continue to hold their faith in Christ wherever they went and whatever they did. The question was, how could believers continue to hold their faith in God? Here, we need to learn from the lessons of our forefathers in the Old Testament. I'm going to read Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4 to 7 from the Old Testament. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength. Impress them on your children. In these verses, the word here is Shema in Hebrew. The word Shema also means obey and teach. As our forefathers taught us, so our God wants his people to hear the word of God, obey God, and teach it to other believers in Christ. We must continue to worship God through Jesus, not rely on angels. That is why we are here together, to learn and to worship our God with all our hearts and minds and souls. Amen.